More on that in a minute, but Wake Forest is a great story. We're joined right now by the head football coach at Wake Forest. He is in his sixth season with the Demon Deacons. He is the first Wake Forest head coach to win 28 games in his first five seasons. He has led them to three straight bowl wins. Wake Forest is 5-0, and they're 1-0 in conference play. They are currently ranked number 17 in the coaches poll. They're at home on Saturday against Louisville. Their head coach, Dave Clawson, is our guest. Dave, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I don't know if I like your lead into it about all the baseball people getting fired, though.
Well, the one guy getting fired and one guy that they want to get fired. And by the way, has that changed? I mean, how different is it right now? It seems like guys used to get 3 years no matter what, and I get guys get fired after 2 years, 1 year. What's changed in any sport?
I think there's more money involved. I think social media. I think a lot of coaches aren't given time to build a program, and college football and college athletics is different in the NFL. You can't sign free agents. You can't cut players. And it makes you really evaluate a situation before you step into it, because some people getting fired after 2 years, I mean, that never used to happen.
Never. And some guys after even 1 year, and I think you're right, you have to evaluate the situation and know where you're working and who you're working for. Now, you, on the other hand, are 5-0. You're number 17 in the coaches poll. You've got Louisville coming to your place Saturday night. So how is life for you and the Wake Forest football program right now?
I mean, it's very good, but I think the last time we were in this position, you had me on. So we've started out three out of the last 4 years 4-0, and this year was fortunate to get to 5-0. And I think because we have so many older players in our program right now, we have 23 players in our two deep, that this is their fourth and fifth year. So they experienced the 4-0 start in 16 and 17. And those years didn't necessarily end the way we wanted it to. And now we're getting to the meat of the ACC schedule. So I do feel like we're in a much more even keel than we were those other 2 years.
Dave Clawson joining us. You know, I was going to ask you about that because you've won seven straight going back to last season, which is the longest streak since World War II, but you went right to that. You said the last time you and I spoke, you were in a similar situation, and you know what happened. But once again, there is a lot of buzz around the program, and when you see that, any coach would tell you they're more concerned about people rushing in to tell their players how great they are as opposed to what they can't do. How do you make sure these guys don't get carried away with this?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you really can't control that. You try to keep them to focus on the task at hand. Certainly for us, a very improved Louisville team is coming to town in 2 days, and they've done a great job there, Coach Satterfield, and only his first year. And you talk about the experiences in the past, that, guys, we've been in this position before. What did we learn from that? How can we handle it differently? And anytime you start looking past the next opponent or the next practice, things get away from you, and we can't afford to let that happen.
Wake Forest head coach Dave Clawson joining us. Now, if you look at the way you've done this, you go back to that 27-24 win over Boston College on the road before the bye. Since then, you're 12-3 in one-score games since the start of 2016. With a sample size like that, that's not a lucky break or two or a one-off. How do you explain the team's success in tight games?
I feel that we spend a lot of time, an inordinate amount of time in spring football and preseason camp and end-of-game situations, whether it be two-minute drill, four-minute drill, how we manage the end of the half. And then you have to have an experienced football team that actually buys into that, that know that those things can make a huge difference in games. And our quarterback, Jamie Newman, has done a phenomenal job in our two-minute drills. And then the defense has done a really good job in two-minute drills. So we've executed extremely well at the end of games, and it's put us on the right side of those games more often than not.
Dave Clawson joining us. You know, if you go back to that point you made about 23 guys being on the two deep, I think I could argue also the value of that experience is not just that you have to play guys before they're ready, but when you put them out there, and you're in the ACC, if you're putting a freshman out there and they're not ready, a team like Clemson is going to find them, expose them. It's going to go badly probably. How different do you feel now that guys are getting on the field when you know they're ready and you're not just having to fill holes?
Well, we're probably never going to recruit at the level of a Clemson or a Florida State. I mean, they get five-star kids that want to play right away and, you know, plan on staying there for 3 years and go to the NFL. Part of the reasons people pick Wake is the value of the degree. And so we recruit really in mind of, okay, what is this young man going to look like when he is 21, 22, 23? And we're at a place that we get to see those years with them. So a lot of our best players, you know, didn't have a lot of other offers, but we could put them in the weight room, redshirt them, watch them grow, watch them develop, and now they've become really good ACC football players.
Dave Clawson joining us. It's so true. It's a great, great academic institution. It's a phenomenal college. But, you know, you still have to recruit. And you made the point that it's not the same old Wake Forest in the sense that the facilities have changed. So certainly there's a diploma that they want. But how much does it mean in terms of attracting and developing players that the facilities have changed and you can make an overall statement about the program and the commitment?
Well, here's what's changed in the last 3 years. I think Wake Forest has always been a great academic school, and parents always wanted their sons to come here and get degrees. The problem was is we had very little evidence here that football was important. We just were not competitive from a facility standpoint. In the last 3 years, we've invested almost $100 million in football facilities. We have a brand new indoor, new practice fields, new weight room, new meeting rooms, the McCreary Fieldhouse, the Sutton Sports Performance Center. And now we can say, okay, it is the best of both worlds. It is a great degree. It is a great education. But we also have a football facility here that can support a really good ACC program. And because of that, we've had more guys go to the NFL because of it, too. So I think we now are the total package. The school's not going to change. There's still, it's hard. It's not easy to get a degree here. There's a lot of accountability. Classrooms are small. You have to go to class. But for a kid who wants that, we can probably provide that as well as anyone in the country.
Wake Forest head football coach Dave Clawson joins us for a few more moments. Now, your linebacker, Justin Sternod, said, quote, "My sophomore and junior years, I used to give him trouble like, hey, what if Notre Dame or some big-time school starts calling," end quote. But now he doesn't even ask the question because he knows how much you love that program. What is it about Wake Forest that makes the place so special for you?
I just think it's the type of young men that we're able to attract here. We get kids that understand the big picture. You know, we want them to love football, and they love football, but we have a bunch of young men that know that there's life after football, and they have that perspective that you can have conversations with all different types of things. And I enjoy being at this campus and coaching and interacting with the type of young men that we can attract here.
I mean, Dave, you know who you are, and you know about your core principles. Let me just ask you this. When you have that kind of commitment, I mean, $100 million that go into the facilities and the program, when you have new facilities and you have three straight bowl wins, there might be a temptation to deviate from the plan and the way you do things. Is there any of that? Do you push up against that at all? And how do you maintain that right balance between growing and evolving but staying true to who you are?
I think it's exactly that. We know who we are. We know what Wake Forest is as an institution. And we know the damage we can do to our program by bringing in somebody that doesn't fit the school. So, you know, we've had chances to maybe take a five-star kid or a four-star kid that we loved him on tape. We'd love for him to be on our football team every Saturday. But I don't know if he would have fit this school the other 6 days of the week. And because of that, we consciously pass on some of those kids, even though we know how talented they are. And those are hard decisions. And we're not always perfect with them. Maybe some of those kids would have fit. But if we get any inclination that they don't fit our core values or fit the institution's values, we certainly have not taken some very talented kids because of the type of school we are and the type of program we run.
And then finally, it comes back to your core principles. And one of them is that pregame tradition you have of getting up on game day and going for a 4 to 5 mile run. It seems to me there'd be a lot of things you might be doing before a game. Why is that run important, and what kind of things do you think about during that run?
Oh, I think if anything, it's just a way of kind of settling those pregame jitters. You know, I mean, it's you get up and you think about the game and some of the decisions you're going to have to make, and it's just probably a way of you know, managing some of that game day anxiety. So I've done this for almost 20 years that I've been a head coach, and you know, it's just something I look forward to. And when it's over, you got a good sweat in, you got your workout in, and now you can focus on what you need to do that day.
That makes sense. He is the head football coach at Wake Forest in his sixth season. They are 5-0 and 1-0, number 17 in the coaches poll. The next challenge is Saturday at home against Louisville. Dave, nice to have you back on the program. Always appreciate that conversation.
Okay, thank you so much.
Listen, good luck, Dave Clawson. Man, he is rock solid. Rock solid. Wake Forest getting some much-deserved jungle run for the football program. Number 17 in the coaches' poll, they are undefeated. Next up, Louisville. Interesting that he said, coming off the intro, I hate to hear that about baseball managers, or really any coach or manager. But, like he said, more money, social media, people are less patient.